It's quarter number two on the Keystone Kickoff Show, brought to you by the Keystone Sports Network. Get the best Penn State sports news and analysis at KeystoneSportsNetwork.com or download the Keystone Sports app from your smartphone.
And welcome back into the Labatt Blue Studio. Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Bleed blue and white, drink blue and light. And don't forget to try the new Labatt Blue Light Seltzer Variety Pack, now available at beer retailers throughout Pennsylvania. It's time for quarter number two of the Keystone Kickoff Show, brought to you by DraftKings. And week three of football is in the books. Now it's time to get ready for week four, and no better place to get in on all the action than with DraftKings Sportsbook, America's top-rated sportsbook app. To add to the excitement of week four, DraftKings bringing back their can't-miss offer. If you haven't tried DraftKings Sportsbook yet, head to the App Store now because you don't want to miss this. This is the greatest deal ever. If you've been thinking about joining DraftKings Sportsbook, this is the time because you can't pass up this offer. You place a $1 bet on any team, and if that team wins, you win $100. You can't pass that up. So download the top-rated DraftKings Sportsbook app and use promo code KSN when you sign up to get this can't-miss offer. Pick any team during week four, bet a dollar on them, and win $100 if they win. That's $1 to win $100. When you use promo code KSN during sign-up for a limited time only at DraftKings Sportsbook. Must be 21 or older, Pennsylvania only, in partnership with Meadows Racetrack and Casino. Profit boost terms and conditions and eligibility restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. I'm Jim Galante. He's Greg Pickle. This is quarter number two of the Keystone Kickoff Show. And Greg, I was really interested in an article you put out the other day on Penn Live where you took a look at Penn State's upcoming schedule and used the latest early over-under on Penn State's number of wins, which is 7.5, which means Penn State playing a 9-game schedule, including that bonus game in the end, they need to go at least 8-1, they could afford to lose one game and you could still win the over bet. Correct, Greg?
Yes. So, So at this point, you know, they would need to be, 8-1 to win that over bet, or of course 9-0 would also work. So yeah, I went through the schedule, Jim, and you know, there are some tricky games on this schedule, and it's really hard at time. It's really hard in a normal year to predict those late season games. Like for example, we don't know what Michigan State's going to really look like right now. We'll know a lot more by the time Penn State ends the regular season with them, but we're kind of just guessing at this point in time. You know, there are some other teams on the schedule too who have had some changes and some things that are a little bit unknown at this point that will be by the time Penn State sees them. Michigan's another team that comes to mind in that conversation. So this is by no means a scientific process, just the kind of a hunch and a feel based on, based on what we know about these teams right now entering training camp.
Greg, don't say it that way. I am going out and place my bets based on what you recommend to me. So you better get it right.
Fingers crossed.
Let's go through the schedule, which you did in your great article. The opener is Indiana. It's always a little bit tricky, that first game, especially this year. You don't have the essentially exhibition games with some of those out-of-conference cupcakes. You're jumping right in. It's a weird season. Anything we should worry about playing Indiana first?
Yeah, so I think obviously that, you know, they're always a little bit of a tricky team, right? So, I mean, going to Indiana to open things up certainly is not the softest opener Penn State could have had. That probably would have been Maryland, Rutgers, or Illinois at home. But, I think clearly there's two ways of looking at that game. One, Penn State should have a talent advantage. You know, Marcelino Ball, the very, very good defensive back, kind of like a hybrid guy for the Hoosiers, is now out with a torn ACL. So Penn State does not have to deal with him. You know, I really like the quarterback, Michael Penix Jr. Indiana and Tom Allen defensively have given Penn State some fits. And obviously, you know, putting a new offense on the field on the road for the first time is not ideal. Of course, there won't be fans there, so that should help matters. But yeah, I mean, this is a tricky start, there's no question. We don't have a line yet. But I think that Penn State's probably somewhere between a 4 and 7 point favorite, and maybe even a little bit more, though I think somewhere between 4 and 7 makes sense. I'd like this to be a maybe an uncomfortable at times win for Penn State, but one that ultimately is really never in doubt.
That brings us to week number 2, and this is the big one, Halloween weekend, and it's Ohio State at home. We would typically have a whiteout for this game. That's not going to happen. What do you think the Nittany Lions' chances there?
Yeah, I mean, I got some feedback from some folks who really didn't care for the fact that I picked Penn State to lose to Ohio State at home. But, and I know Ohio State has lots of questions to answer, too. Don't get me wrong, they do. But I just am not in a place where I'm comfortable picking Penn State to win that game, considering how much we don't know about the Lions, considering we won't have you know, Penn State won't have a whiteout crowd, the frenzied, crazy atmosphere that usually helps it in big games like this. So that doesn't hurt matters. I mean, I'm just going off the numbers at this point. And again, that's what makes this tough, because Penn State comes out and hangs 70 on Indiana gym. We're going to feel a lot differently about it than if they hang 17. So same with Ohio State. If they come out and struggle with Nebraska, we might feel a little bit differently about them compared to what we thought going into the year. So to me, I just picked Ohio State on merit. I think that obviously Penn State will have every chance of winning that game. But with all the unknowns about the Lions, I kind of played it safe and went with the Buckeyes, who will be a favorite in that game, despite it them being on the road.
Yes, they will definitely be a favorite. Just to make a note there about Ohio State, their over-under was 8.5, I believe, which means to win the over with Ohio State, that means they go undefeated. They go 9-0.
Right.
So that shows you how highly thought of the Buckeyes are. All right, let's get to the rest of the schedule. Following week, Maryland at home. I would assume you have Penn State winning that one. And that shouldn't be a great test there, should it?
No, I don't think so. I mean, the Terps are down there starting, you know, I guess the younger Tagovailoa brothers now going to start there with Josh Jackson opting out. But the offensive line's a mess. The defense is a mess. You have to try very, very hard, Jim, to find nice things to say about this Terps team. And I just can't imagine any way, shape, or form this is a challenge for the Lions.
All right, let's then get into, outside of Ohio State, the toughest stretch for Penn State, where it's at Nebraska, home with Iowa, then at Michigan. Let's start with at Nebraska. They were very loud this offseason about wanting to play, and I don't think they got any favors from the Big Ten with their schedule. Their two crossover games are Ohio State and Penn State. At that point in the season, how big a test will Nebraska be?
Yeah, I mean, again, I think that's one team as well that maybe that's going to be an easier game to pick once we know a little bit more about him. I'm not a Scott Frost guy, to be very honest with you, and I think that that program is kind of taking a step back where everyone thought that they were going to take, you know, 5 big steps forward the second he arrived, and they've maybe taken 2 steps back since. So again, going to Lincoln's not exactly a walk in the park, but there's no fans. So again, that's something that we have to keep in mind and consider. Maybe they're a little bit better this year. Maybe they do end up being a tough team. We know that the road has not exactly been a great place for James Franklin and his staff and his teams since he's been here in 2014. But I think they find a way to get it done in this game. You know, again, we'll know more about Nebraska and Penn State by that point in time. But kind of similar to the Ohio State pick, Jim, just going on merit here, Penn State's the better and more talented team. That should lead to a victory.
You alluded to Penn State's travails on the road, but we also said, at home against Ohio State, not having the whiteout crowd there hurts Penn State, obviously. How about these games on the road? Do you see them being a bit different? We're at Nebraska in another year. That would have been a pretty rowdy crowd, I'm assuming. With no crowd this year, does that alleviate that home field advantage a bit?
Oh, there's no doubt about it. I mean, the same conversation is going to be had when we get to the Michigan game, where everyone knows that the Big House has been a total house of horrors for Penn State in the James Franklin era. But does that change with no fans in the stands? I mean, every game is going to be like just playing any. I mean, it could be anywhere. It could be in your backyard, Jim. It could be in my backyard. I mean, other than the fact that you're on a well-maintained, gigantic empty stadium, there's not really much difference compared to playing in Beaver Stadium or anywhere else. So, yeah, I think that'll be interesting to I think that'll be interesting to follow early on here as we come to find that maybe home games don't matter as much anymore. Maybe they do. Maybe they will end up mattering. But I just don't see the Lions tripping up against the Cornhuskers in that one.
All right. The following week, it's Iowa at home. Iowa just seems to give Penn State a battle most of the time. Although at home, that should make that a little bit easier confrontation.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, again, Iowa, I thought they could be a little bit sneaky this year. There's no doubt about that. But I'm not in love with them on paper. And again, with what we see on paper and what we could see by mid-November and late November could be two totally different things. But I'm kind of lukewarm on them, Jim, this year. I think they can be middle of the pack in the Big Ten, but really don't envision a team that can compete for the Big Ten West title. So I had Penn State winning this one, and if you made me pick a score, I don't know what it would be, but I would say 7 to 10 point Penn State win, minimum. I know that the Hawkeyes have given the Lions some troubles over the years, and maybe I'm a little bit too... maybe I'm a little bit too high out of the gate on what this Penn State offense can do with Kirk Ciarrocca, but I just think, and obviously a defense without Micah Parsons, but I don't know. I just think that there's a lot of things going for Penn State this year, and I don't know if I could say the same thing for the Hawkeyes.
Yeah, I'm a little bit concerned about Iowa. If you recall, they during the offseason, they had some issues going on. I heard an interview with Kirk Ferentz on the Big Ten Network, too, where he talked about how the guys were sent home and to get them back going. And it just didn't sound like he felt like his team was well prepared going into this unusual season. All right, next up, you alluded to it earlier, at Michigan. It's been a horror, house of horrors for Penn State there. Will it be different this year?
You know, I think obviously it's easy to sit here now and predict that game then. But I, again, kind of the same with some other teams that we talked about. I just not buying the Wolverines. I'm not. I'll have to see it to believe it. I know Josh Gattis really believes in Joe Milton and what that offense can do. And again, Penn State struggled out there in Ann Arbor, but I think this is a win too. And I'll have to be proven wrong to believe it. I just don't know if I like what I hear and see about the Wolverines this year. And I'm not a Harbaugh guy, so that plays a role as well.
Well, Michigan, the only thing that concerns me is all the other years they're so highly rated and they disappoint. I don't see all those high ratings this year. I'm wondering if the whole thing gets reversed. Finish up, I'm going to assume at Rutgers a win. Michigan State at home, I think you have them listed as a win also.
That's right. Yep.
So in total, I get it. You have Penn State 8-1, so you have the over.
That's right, Jim.
Sounds like a good bet. I hope so anyway. All right, that's it for quarter number two. Stick around in quarter number three. It's time for Ask Greg.
It's time to get undomesticated. It's time for Labatt Blue. Time to get off the couch and on the beach, on the trails, on the lake, onto what you love doing best. Get in touch with your adventurous side. Get out the ATV, the tent, the sunscreen. Get out the cooler and fill it high with Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light, because nothing goes better with the great outdoors. It's time to get up, get out, get undomesticated. Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Beer, Labatt USA, Buffalo, New York.
Two of MMA's most respected fighters step into the octagon this weekend at UFC 252. Download the top-rated DraftKings Sportsbook app now and use code KSN when you sign up. For a limited time, all new users can bet $1 to win $252 on this weekend's main event. That's code KSN only at DraftKings Sportsbook. Must be 21 or older, Pennsylvania only, in partnership with Meadows Racetrack and Casino. Other terms and conditions and restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. If you haven't tried DraftKings Sportsbook, you don't want to miss this. Download the top-rated DraftKings Sportsbook app and sign up using code KSN. Pick any team during Week 4, bet $1 on them, and win $100 if they win. That's code KSN for a limited time, only at DraftKings Sportsbook. Must be 21 or older, Pennsylvania only, in partnership with Meadows Racetrack and Casino. Profit boost terms and conditions and eligibility restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.